Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Diva Strategies for Success, where I get to bring you some dynamic guests. And I'm so excited because I have a fabulous guest today. Her name is Mary Barnett, but she is known as Mobile Mary in the industry, as she is a mobile and social marketing expert. Everybody needs one of those. And her company, Another Brilliant Idea Incorporated, helps businesses, mostly restaurants, drive hungry and happy customers back to their business again and again, and they do most of the work for you. Welcome, Mary. I'm so happy to have you on the show today. How are you?
I am well. Thank you, Robbie. What an honor to be on your show. Thank you for inviting me.
I know you do a lot of things, so tell me, what do you offer someone to help them?
Oh, goodness. Well, I have actually been in business for 32 years, and we've had a marketing firm, yes, and I'm only 33, so that is my story, and I'm sticking to it. But for the first 20, we offered all kinds of traditional marketing. But 12 years ago, we stumbled on this new marketing strategy called mobile marketing, and it worked so well that we dove headfirst and became kind of a cutting-edge expert on this very new technology of using text messages to drive traffic to your stores. And so we started off with a large company. We were blessed enough to get Kawasaki very interested in this because their clients were actually mobile. Hello, they weren't home getting their mail. They weren't home to get their email. And in those days, you had flip phones, right, back in 2009. And we launched a campaign. There's a long story behind it, but we launched a campaign, and we drove over 93,000 new customers to their dealerships across the country. And not only was the client excited, I was blown away at the results that we were able to get for the client. We got them so much data. They knew everything about their customers through the whole process. We put this together. So basically, we kind of jumped all in into mobile. And then when social marketing came out, we decided it was kind of coming out at the same time. We got to kind of get to know social media platforms because no one wanted to invest in mobile, but that social was free and it was the Wild Wild West. So we used social media to promote their marketing or their mobile campaigns. So it all kind of came together. So we really feel that mobile marketing is what converts non-customers into paying customers, then paying customers into returning customers, and then returning customers into your greatest marketing tool that ever existed, which is word of mouth referrals.
Wow, that's great. So what does your software do for your clients?
Oh, my goodness. In one word, automation. Once it's set up, it runs in the background without any need to mess with it. It builds a list of your best customers, and it keeps building while drawing them back to your store, your restaurant, so they buy more and more often. And even though it's automated, everything is available for our clients to do something new, and we're always here and available to help with anything they want to do. We really believe in being hands-on with our customers. They literally can text us, and we have a team that actually can get a text out pretty instantly because our clients, they want results, right? I mean, we all want results. And we make it so affordable. We have packages for our restaurants that start at $27 a month, but they don't really have the time to really learn or manage another new thing or learn a whole new software. They have a business to run, right, and manage and keep up with inventory and staffing and government relations and now with the ever-changing rules with reopening. And they really need a full-time, like full-blown marketing agency behind them, but it's really just too expensive. So what we have to offer is a proven system of marketing that costs only pennies per customer and it has an ROI or return on investment that just is going to blow their mind. I get really excited about it because we get calls from clients all the time saying, thank you for, even though I didn't know what this was, thank you for making me buy your product. Like, you know, I was forcing them or something, which is funny. But they're so grateful because when days that happen where, you know, a Facebook goes down, they're like, how are we going to reach our clients? They actually have a list in the palm of their hand to reach them anytime they want instantly.
Wow, that's good. So what is so important about a list?
Well, the money is in the list, right? If you don't own your own list, you're really at the mercy of whoever will promote you, or the mercy of Facebook or Instagram, right? With any, and anyone in marketing will tell you, and you know this too, Robbie, is your list is gold. But don't get me wrong. I mean, I love social media as it's the best and easiest way, really, to promote your mobile campaign. I kind of see it as like the delivery solution to you, right? But my point is to use social media to promote and engage your customers. And I should say promote your mobile campaign and engage with your customers, right? Then offer them an incentive, some reason, right? What is the call to action? Give them a reason to opt into your list so you can capture their information so then you can talk to them offline, right? And this is a really good opportunity segue here is that I want everybody to be able to have a chance to kind of see how it works. So if you want to try it yourself, all you have to do is whip out your cell phone and open a new text message and to the number, and in fact, I think, Robbie, you did this once when I was speaking to one of your wonderful NAFI groups, to the number 71441. So anyone who's listening to this can do this, and it's kind of fun. You do 71441. It's called a short code. Then in the send field, the words you would write, instead of saying to your husband, bring home ice cream, which is usually what I put in my messages, just put the word Mary, which is my name, M-A-R-Y. So to the number 71441, put the word Mary in and hit send and watch the magic happen. There's no data entry. You've just now basically captured my phone number, and then you can set up a whole string of automation to be able to talk with them and kind of warm them up to the point where they're just dying to buy what you have.
Oh, that's cool. That is cool. So how do you get them on your list?
Well, as I think stated best in The Godfather, you make them an offer they can't refuse. But really, it's that easy because you're making an offer to those who know, like, and trust you, right? And they love what you do and what you offer, so they're going to want it. So one of our customers, restaurant customers, which we help mostly restaurants, because really they need people to come every single day, right? So one of our customers, Miguel's, they've actually built up over the last 4 or 5 years, they've built up a list of 76,000 hungry and happy customers who want their burritos. And so with everything shutting down with COVID, they didn't miss a beat. They were texting their people to come in for takeout, order online. It was the way they were able to get their new online messaging or online ordering system out to all of their customers. They were busy the entire 3 months of the shutdown. So it just brought me so much joy. But so as an example, if you're known for your world-famous burritos like Miguel's is, that's what you offer. So they literally, when they start opening a new store, they put banners up and they're like, hey, when this store opens, if you want a free burrito on opening day, text this word. And they can actually segment their market or their database by store. So we literally have like geo-fencing and by separating them by keyword, we actually can say where they want to buy that burrito in the future. So that's what they do. They offer them a free burrito, a bean and cheese burrito. It doesn't cost them very much. And then they have literally thousands of people waiting in line to get their free burrito when they have that opening day. It's just amazing. So it's a one-time thing. It's a free. Now, you don't have to give a whole food item. You can do like a free beverage or maybe 50 cents off or something like that. But that's just a one thing, and it's a fair trade. Plus, you're offering them a chance at something that's even more valuable, the exclusivity of being a member of your inside VIP circle. And you're going to treat them as such, right? I mean, your VIPs, they're gold because they have taken the 13 seconds, right, or the 3 seconds to text in. They've taken that leap of faith that you're going to treat them well. You're not going to spam them. You're going to send them things when it's important. And like at Christmas time, Miguel's uses it to send out a message about their tamales. They only make tamales at Christmas. So people are waiting for that text, almost salivating for that text, knowing that as soon as they get that, they can order their tamales for their Christmas celebrations. So that's why it's really important to get them on your list.
Before we go to the next question, tell people your website now so they can get in touch with you.
Oh, sure. But when you text the word Mary to the number 71441, it brings you a little message, and in there's a link to our website. And I'm talking today about our software called Brilliant Mobile. So it's brilliantmobile.com. And again, I work mostly with restaurants, but I help other businesses as well drive traffic to their store, their online service. I I work with speakers and entrepreneurs as well. But if you go to brilliantmobile.com, you can get all the information. You can get a free report on how to use get text for success. And so that's kind of a fun freebie that people can get when they go to that website.
Oh, good. I like that.
Yeah.
Tell me, why can't people only use social media to bring customers in?
Because you never want to, like, live in a silo, right? You have to be you have to spread your message across, right? You have to be almost omnipresent. And as I call him affectionately, Zuck, right, Mark Zuckerberg, he changes the rules all the time. I'm talking about Facebook, of course, specifically. But he changes the rules all the time, right? And the ads cost more and more money. It's like in the pioneer days when we first started back in 2009, you know, it was freewheeling. Not as many people were on. You didn't have to – there was no way of buying ads. So, like, your stuff showed up in front of everyone automatically, right? But not today. You know, I always joke and say that Mark had a baby, so he has to feed the baby. So that's why he now has to sell ads. That's a joke. Ad on his platform. But – he also has the ability to shut you down. Sometimes people make a mistake on their ads and their whole entire page goes down or their ad count goes down. But you need to be in control of your media. So I believe that, you know, you need to have social media in the mix, but it can't be your only one, because really one negative comment on social media can really sour others from being associated with your brand, right? In this I'm doing air quotes, you can't see me, this cancel culture these days, you really need to avoid that issue. So our system is really built to help you avoid these pitfalls, because there's really no shared comments. When you opt in, it goes into our system. You can do two-way text, so they can ask you a question, and then through the software, you can actually answer them back. But really, the only sharing that really ever happens with Brilliant Mobile is if you allow your mobile coupons to be shared, which, by the way, is super brilliant, because it lets your customers promote your list, basically promote your mobile VIP program to their friends for you. So they're literally helping you build your list. And the result really is just more customers coming in. So again, you need to, we never know how our customers like to get information. Some people are auditory learners, so right, they listen to podcasts. People are more visual learners. They want to watch a video, and that's why video is so amazing. There's people that are, you know, they're more tactile, so like reading a book or a magazine or a newspaper. So even though, sadly, those are kind of going away. But we all like to consume information in different ways, so you really have to be kind of omnipresent within reason, because we want to feed in. And then as we get the results and we watch the analytics, we can say, oh, more of my target audience loves this. They love videos. They love, you know. So like in our system, we can send a text message that's just words with links, right? That's called an SMS, simple messaging system. Or we can also send MMS, which is multimedia system, and that allows you to send little mini videos, audio, like a little audio message, a graphic or a picture. And so it's a great way to grab more attention for your message inside someone's text string. So there you go.
How do you keep them engaged?
Well, automation of your monthly giveaways, questionnaires, polls, scavenger hunts, birthday rewards. There's so many cool features inside Brilliant Mobile that really keeps your audience happy and engaged and returning to your store. So those who stay on your list really are automatically entered for a chance to win things like dinner for two or a gift card or whatever you want to offer. So I always say that we get them on the list by offering them something cool, right, something that they value, but then we keep them on the list by dangling that carrot so that maybe just one person out of your entire list has a chance to win something even cooler, and that'll keep them on the list. So as an example, AMPM is a customer of ours. A gentleman we knew had a franchise of them, and or I should say a series of stores. And what he did is he used it to capture a list by offering a free 22-ounce soda, which to him, I think he said it cost him like 3 cents, right? So they'd opt in to get the soda, but then to keep them on the list so he could continue to market to them during the month, he said, once a month, I'm going to give away a $50 gas card. And people are like, heck yeah, I'm going to stay on this list because I want a chance to win that car. But if they just opted in for the Coke and then jumped off, they could not back in to get it. And that was spelled out in the promotion. And then in between the two things, the first time they text in, and then that reward, he could send them messages like, hey, gas prices are going up tomorrow. Come on in tonight, and with a fill-up, you get a free slushie if it's in the summer, or a free cup of coffee if it's in the winter. And he was now the good guy because he was letting them know. So on the four corners of his street where there was four different gas stations, his customers came to him first because they were tapped on the shoulder politely to say, hey, we're letting you know. So here, come on in here, and we're going to reward you again, which is awesome. So plus, our customers always can deliver coupons and announcements that benefit their customers, drawing them back, as we like to say, like a moth to the flame, right, because it's so brilliant. But it's really you're in their corner. You want what's best for your customers, but you also want, out of sight, out of mind. So text is a great way because you don't have to have an app downloaded. You don't have to be on a certain social media because people go through phases, right? Like right now, a lot of people don't want to be on social media because there's a lot of negativity out there. So they're like, I'm just going to take a break. But if they're already on your list, you can still communicate to them whenever you want, right? Your email might not, in fact, we'll talk about email, but, email might be read, might be not. But when you get a text message, it's almost instant.
So the next question is, why not only use email? Like, you're right. Most people don't read them.
Right. So that's the thing. Statistics really play this out in an obvious way to answer this question. So with email, you're lucky to get a 20% open rate, right? You actually get excited like, wow, 20% of people open my thing. But with text marketing, guess what? It's a 94% open rate. It's practically instant. Like you get a message like beep, it comes up, or maybe it's sitting on the phone next to your desk and it comes up with a message. It catches your attention, right? So, anything you can think of you could do an email campaign, really, if you can keep it short and sweet, can be accomplished with Brilliant Mobile. And you can segment your list by separating them geographically, by age, by gender, by marital status, whatever you want. But I have to say, you can share more information on an email. So I definitely say you need to collect an email database as well. So we have our platform help you gather emails too. So we have like this email integration, and it actually will build your email list automatically, and then all the lists will actually go into your email service. So as you're every month or whenever you do your newsletter, all of a sudden your list is getting bigger and bigger because you've been promoting your mobile campaign. So I believe email, you have to get it, but again, it just has a lower a lower open rate. So a nice mix is really a great idea.
So do you have a case study about some clients?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. And I get it. I'm on the list of all of them. And you know what, Robbie, I'm such a goofball because I still get so excited when I get a text from my clients. I mean, even if it's not a product, like we have a client who's they sell, believe it or not, pool supplies. They are a wholesaler to pool people who clean pools. And they found that pool I don't know what their official title is, pool cleaners, they are working so hard in the sun, they don't ever answer their phone, right? And, of course, they never go to their email. And they're like, how are we going to tell them about sales for chlorine and scrub brushes and all that kind of stuff? So they have used our service, and the text message will come through, and they will literally finish cleaning the pool, hold open their phone, and they'll see the text. They can click on the link and buy their supplies right there before they get back in their truck. I mean, it's amazing. I mentioned that Miguel's has 76,000 members on their list. That's 76,000 paying customers. I mentioned that Kawasaki drove over 93,000 new customers across their stores nationwide. In fact, that was the first national campaign. Kawasaki really took a chance on us. I just had basically thrown the idea out because our company name is another brilliant idea. By the way, I also have my corporate website, which is anotherbrilliantidea.com, because everyone needs another brilliant idea, right? So you can find out more on there on that website as well. But they really took a chance because I said, your customers are mobile. Maybe you should try this. I mean, it took 2 years to convince all their agencies that we could make this work. And we really built our software based on the needs that they had back in 2009, which is kind of cool. But most recently, so when COVID hit, we realized that, you know, our poor restaurants were going to be really strapped because everything was being shut down. And so we offered a program. We called it the Free 90 Days. And starting on March 18th through June 18th, we basically gave our services away completely for free to new restaurants. So one of the local restaurants, El Taco Lucas, they had, you know, we helped them promote their food and their programs and everything on social media. And we promoted their mobile VIP list. Again, no cost to them, and we didn't want any strings attached. At the end of this, they have a choice not to go with us at all. But they had built a list of just 108 VIPs. I mean, that's not very many, if you think about it. 108 people, I mean, it's a lot for just being, you know, doing this like their first month. But, you know, 108, so we said, you know, what would you like to send out? They sent out a special with tacos. That one text went out, Robbie, and she texted me at the end of the night. I said, you know, she said, oh, my God, I have to thank you. And I said, oh, I totally forgot. Like, we sent that text out. How'd it go today? She goes, that's why I'm texting you. We had the biggest sales day of the year today. I said, oh, you mean since COVID? And she's like, no, the biggest sales day of the year because of that one text she sent out for us. Right? I actually have shivers right now, like, thinking about it. It made me so happy because this is a little family-owned store, just like in a little strip mall. Like, they're not a huge corporate, you know, location company. One little store. And we were able to have that big of a difference in their life. And it just, that's what gets me up every morning, knowing that I can really make a major difference in these companies' lives and the people who work there and the owners, so they can keep their doors open. So anyway, thank you for letting me share that. So I'm chilled.
I like that. I already have a couple of restaurants that I know owners in mind to have them look into your stuff. How do you sign up for an account?
Oh, sure. So you go to our website, brilliantmobile.com. Again, if you text Mary, M-A-R-Y, to 71441, you'll get a little link to it. Or you can just go to brilliantmobile.com. You can go and, like I said, we have a little free report there. So you can give us your name and your email, and we will then send you lots of wonderful information. And you can download and get, in fact, our restaurants we're offering right now, the first 30 days are free because we have a guarantee. You will get 30 new customers in 30 days. And if you don't, I mean, either way, we are a month-to-month system. So you don't have to go with us. But we think if you can get 30 new clients, and if you do the math, if you sold a $10 meal, so, you know, and you got at least 50%, right? If you had 50% of those people, let's do the math here, 15, right? And you send that out, your $15, of course, I shouldn't do math in front of you because that math was never my strong subject. But here, I'm actually going to calculate it out for you here. So if the subscription cost is $27, right? And let's say you get, you know, 500 people on your list. You send out two campaigns a month. The average read rate is 94%, right? And the average response rate is even just half, 50%. And their average spend is $10, right? You actually make $4,673 from a $27 investment.
That's cool.
The numbers just blow me away. It's amazing. So, yes, go to brilliantmobile.com, sign up for a free service or a free subscription to our software. You can download our free report on how to use text for success in your business. And I really hope to make a difference in their business as well.
What other services do you provide, you offer?
Well, we try to focus on our software because it has such amazing results, and it's kind of a toe in the water for our the rest of our services. But we also do build anything mobile. So we have built apps for clients. In fact, we just built one for the San Bernardino Medical Association. We've built them for all the schools. We have a division called Brilliant School Apps. We also do mobile websites. We also build bots. I call them Brilliant Bots. So it's a way that you can use Facebook advertising to capture a list on Messenger, and then from Messenger we can actually collect names, emails, phone numbers, which then in turn drop into our text service, Brilliant Mobile, so you can then use ads on Facebook to build your mobile list as well. So anything to do that's mobile, so social and also social marketing, so mobile and social marketing. So again, text marketing, chat marketing, which is bots on Facebook Messenger, apps, and again, strategy. So a lot of companies will come to us and say, okay, this is what our goal is. You know, how are we going to get there? So we can create kind of an omnipresent, so to speak, of what they need to do to get to the point, build them a funnel, not only with text marketing, but with their social media as well.
Oh, that's so how did COVID affect your business?
Oh, my gosh, that is a good question because, you know, everyone around us were kind of freaking out, and we were like, well, you know, we've worked from home. We have for 20-something years, and so it was kind of normal for us, right, to work out of the house. I did miss, you know, talking to people in the three-dimensional world, but, you know, like everyone else. But what was interesting is that we realized that the restaurants, not only could we help them with our text and social, but I really wanted to do even more. So, again, I think I mentioned before that we did this, what we call the 90-day gift. So we gave them our mobile and social services 100% for free for 90 days. And then to take it a step further, I was reading this great article about a woman in New Jersey. She started a program called FLAG, Frontline Appreciation Group, and it was basically paying restaurants, raising money to pay restaurants so they survived, to deliver food to the healthcare, the frontline workers, so they thrived. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that is phenomenal. If I did that, I could actually give money to my restaurants. Like, I could help them even more. And we could bless our local healthcare workers, our firefighters, our police officers, our senior care people that don't have good ways to get. So the whole point of that was, you know, in the evening time when the cafeteria closes, they really don't have options because unless they bring a lunch from home, they really were just eating out of vending machines. And so this woman, her name is, Lisa, sorry. She had this year with this article written on her. I was like, oh my gosh. So I contacted her and I said, hey, I said, is there any way I could start like a chapter out here in Corona? I said, besides, we're also named Corona, my city. I said, I think it would be a win-win-win. We'll help our restaurants, we'll help our hospitals and our everybody on the front line, and we'll hopefully be known for the name of a city that cares, not after the virus. So she's like, oh my gosh, that would be great. Please do. And now she has like 150 chapters. It's crazy. But so that's what I did. So I just started telling people in my community. I went to our foundation at the chamber. They said, oh my gosh, we would love to help you. They took the money, so it was out of a nonprofit. So we were able to raise like $15,000 over the last 9 weeks. And what was awesome is I also like added a little sprinkle of sunshine on top. I asked the community members to make signs. I called them signs of encouragement. And people are dropping signs off of my doorstep that said, like, we love you. Thank you for going to work so we can stay home. Heroes wear masks. And I just have shivers again even thinking about it. We just served 1,000 meals to the Riverside Community Hospital yesterday because of the generosity of SoCal Gas and the Latino Restaurant Association. So I have just had this amazing experience during COVID. Yes, I would never want this ever to happen again, but I was able to take our business and pivot to the point where we could be of service. We decided, you know, let's use our power for good and not evil, right? And I've seen so many people across the country doing the same thing, across the world doing the same thing, making this a reason to have joy, a reason to appreciate the things that we have. And if we can bless other people with the resources that we have, it's going to come back to you. So someday, you know, hopefully it'll come back to us, but we have been filled with joy knowing that we've had a difference in these restaurants' lives, in the healthcare workers' lives, in the senior care facility lives. Like, we would deliver meals at night to ambulance drivers, and they're like, what are you doing? And we're like, well, I know you can't get out. You're busy, so we wanted to bring you food. And they were just so grateful, and they put signs up in their break rooms, and it just brought a sense of love and joy to our community. And so thank you for asking. It's just been a real honor to be able to serve in our community.
In fact,
if anybody's curious about that, they can text the word FLAG, F-L-A-G, which is an acronym for Frontline Appreciation Group, to the same number, 71441, and you can get a link to donate or to join our group on Facebook.
Okay, that sounds great. All right, we're down to 1 minute, so would you let everybody know how
to... Yes, go to brilliantmobile.com. Or text the word Mary, M-A-R-Y, to 71441, and I would love to connect with you either online. In fact, I'm on Facebook. Everything I'm always as Mobile Mary, so just look up Mobile Mary and you'll find me, and I would love to connect there as well. And I'm, again, so thankful for you, Robbie. You are amazing. You're my idol. I want to be like you when I grow up.
Oh, thank you. Well, thank you so much. It was great to have you on my show. And we just are running out of time. So
that's okay. I love it.
It's great that you're doing. And
oh, thank you, Robbie.
I have two restaurants I'm going to send the link to so they can listen to the show.
Thank you so much, Robbie. And thank you for having me on your show.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye, Robbie.